Joined now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, by Brad Roll, the strength and conditioning coach for the Browns. And, Coach, this is a busy week for you. The players are here, of course, for the off-season conditioning program. Kind of walk us through what that's all about from your standpoint.
Sure. We have our program is going to start April 1st, and it's going to be a three-phase program. And the first phase is our phase one part of the program, and it's going to involve 4 days a week training, and we have different training blocks that are broke down into three components each workout. And we'll have what we call a prehab block, which will consist of a activation, mobilization of specific joints in their body, dealing with their ankles, their knees, their hips, their shoulders, their elbows, their neck, all of their thoracic spine, their lumbar. And from there, we will go into what we call a general dynamic circuit to, once we've activated and mobilized our joints and we've created a lengthening of muscle tissue, we will go into the general dynamic circuit. And this will be dynamic movements that are based around blood flow, flexibility type movements that are done in a linear and a non-linear movement pattern. After that prehab phase, we will go into our strength phase. Our strength phase will be, like I said, a four-day cycle, and it will be based on multi-joint movements for bulk and functional strength on individuals that need more bulk and functional strength in specific areas. It might be upper body pecs. It might be lower body quads or glutes or upper hamstrings. But these will be multi-joint movements, for example, like the bench press or a back or front squat, incline press. And these will be our more traditional type lifting movements that will be done with barbells and dumbbells. Then we will also have a component in our strength plan that will deal with speed and strength movements that will revolve around the more specific areas of a player's body. Example would be low back, glutes, upper hamstrings, and their core and pillar strength. And those movements will be done in an Olympic style fashion. And we will work hip dominant and knee dominant movements at a high rate of speed. So an example of that would be a power clean, would be a muscle snatch, would be a bilateral push press over their head. And again, all revolving around the explosive parts of the body. We keep all of our stance work and all of our hand grips in the framework of our body. Now, we do these Olympic style movements, but we do them to become better football players. So it's not about how much weight is on the bar, but it's about speed of movement. It's about being technically sound. It's about developing more functional strength at a high rate of speed that we can use on game day and become better players. Our last component, our last block, would be our conditioning block. And we have two rules of thumb there. We have what we call bout runs that are based off MET levels and energy systems throughout the body. So those are based on a specific amount of yards that has to be reached in a specific amount of time, and then they'd have a specific rest period, and then after that rest period we would repeat these bouts with the work to yardage and to rest period. And like I said, those are linear in nature. Now we have another component that I'm really excited about. And it's a high-intensity resistance play drive. And what we've done is we've taken kind of the traditional interval-type training that is done cardio-wise and combine that with kind of a traditional resistance-type interval training done with resistance movements. Well, what we're doing now is we're going to combine the resistance movements with the cardio movements in a specific time to work ratio and work cardio to resistance to cardio to resistance and put it in a play drive fashion with a continuous clock. And we will, every time the players adapt to it, we will change the movements. We will change the distance and the movements that we do. So I'm excited about this. It's something new. It's kind of a new concept that we're playing around with, and I think it's gonna, hopefully it's gonna reap great benefits for the Browns in doing this. But those are our three components in our first block, which would be our off-season phase one block.
Brad Roll, the strength and conditioning coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, do you have a sense of what you're going to get when these guys, you know, when you start working with these guys, in the sense of where they are in the conditioning they've done on their own? How have you been tracking this? What has been your, because I know there's specific rules with the collective bargaining agreement as far as contact with players, but how much do you know about what you're going to be getting?
Well, I have been in contact just with a few players that have come through to say hello, introduce themselves. You know, this is a young football team. They are extremely, extremely willing to work. I would think coming back April 1st, we would have a team that I think has prepared up to this point to get started for the 2013 season. You know, again, some guys are going to have done more than others. You know, the human nature. But once we get here and, you know, we get acclimated to the new system, you know, it's funny because I hear the offensive coordinator, you know, Coach Turner is going to install. The defensive coordinator, Coach Horton, he's going to install. Well, I told Coach Jasinski, you know, I'm going to install too. You know, so and with installation, you know, then we'll install the program and then we'll get the lifting patterns down and then we'll become more specific, just like the position coaches do and the coordinators do. So it all ties in together like that. So, you know, there'll be a learning process, and then from the learning process, you know, we'll find the best players, the ones that understand what we're trying to do, the ones that mentally can challenge himself to perform what we're trying to get done with them, and you know, go from there.
Great. Brad, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Vic.
Brad Roll, the strength and conditioning coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.